DW.
What's the difference between the traditional forms of slavery saw in the 19th century and now the modern forms of slavery?
I think the biggest difference, slavery understood historically, is about people owning, literally owning other people. And whilst these forms of slavery still exist in places, for example, in West Africa, modern slavery is about exploiting people, trapping them, using their vulnerability, and exploit them for labor or for some kind of service, such as sexual exploitation.
Who's most at risk?
There are always people who are more vulnerable than others. People who are in poverty, people who are discriminated against, and people who are not protected very well by law. And modern slavery contains a lot of different forms that all these forms look very different in different countries. For example, in India, group of Dalits who is essentially what's called a low caste. They discriminated against. They don't have many opportunities for good jobs. Hundreds of thousands of people of Dalits are being exploited in the brick industry, in brick factories across India. It happens often through debt bondage, but these kind of people are most vulnerable to be enslaved.
So debt bondage is very prevalent in Asia.
Yes, debt bondage is quite widespread across Southeast Asia. In terms of bonded labor, whole generations, whole families can be indebted to someone for whole generations. And for example, even though in India, debt bondage or bonded labor is outlawed, the law is not implemented. And we see that all the time when people, especially who are from castes that are discriminated against, go to the police, they're simply not being listened to. But also, that is probably the most common way of entrapping people. We see that in trafficking, when someone wants a job and goes abroad, they have to pay for travel and recruitment costs and these kind of costs. Often they borrow these money from the traffickers and they can exploit them at the destination.
The ILO figures say that about 30 million people are entrapped in modern forms of slavery in Asia and 9 million in African countries. What about Europe and North America?
We have to be very clear that no country is free from modern slavery. Here in the UK, there are estimates talking about as many as 138,000 people who are trapped in modern slavery in the UK. Every country in Europe, including Germany, has that problem, and in many different forms. The most prevalent is probably forced labor, and people are trafficked for and being exploited in agriculture, construction, hospitality, sexual exploitation, and increasingly trafficking for criminal activities such as running drugs or being forced to steal or being forced to grow cannabis. And no country is free from modern slavery.
That sounds like it's very difficult also to counter these modern forms of slavery. How do you do that?
We work anti-slavery. We have been around for 180 years. We're the oldest human rights organization in the world. And we tackle slavery on several levels. One, we work on a community level to make sure that we help people out of modern slavery practices and help them to build their lives in freedom so these communities can protect themselves from slavery. And we work and advocate and campaign to change and implement the laws and policies against slavery. We also work with businesses to help them build relevant policies so that people are not exploited in their global supply chains. So we tackle it on different levels from many different angles because it has to have a kind of holistic solution.
Do you have an inspirational story maybe you want to share that touched you personally?
I think the most amazing story of change I've seen in Niger, where traditional forms of slavery still exist. One of them is the practice wealthy men, in addition to four wives permitted by Islam, they take on additional wives, fifth wives, who are essentially treated as slaves. We had a woman called Khadija Toumani who ran away from this kind of situation. And built her life in freedom, but she was thrown in jail after her former master denounced her as breaching the rules of what he called marriage. And we took that case on, we took that to an international court, and we won that case. So she was amazingly brave to testify against her former master and against her own government for failing to protect her from slavery. And she won that case. And then 10 years later, her marriage not only was finally cancelled, but the whole practice was ruled unlawful, actually criminalizing the practice that has persisted in the country for hundreds of years. You know, hundreds of women and girls will be protected for that kind of form of slavery from now on.
Still, there are 40 million people in the world who suffer in different forms of modern slavery. How hopeful are you that these people will all be free?
It's going to take a while, and it's going to take a lot of effort. All we have to do is come together, involve and invite these governments, and put pressure on governments to businesses and international organizations to really take action on this. I think we see a lot of changes. We see the movement growing. We see businesses enacting, actually starting to do something about slavery in their supply chains. We see a momentum growing in many countries, or on the European level, for example, in passing the laws that would make businesses legally responsible for making sure there is no slavery in their supply chains. We can do this. All we have to do is bring people together and put pressure on relevant people to actually stop slavery practices across the world. DW.